No, I've not watched any yet.
Oh,
well, you can't watch it. Listen.
All right, we're on.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, this is a special bonus cast that we didn't tell you guys we were going to do.
Well, we didn't know we were doing it until today.
A little impromptu. So we're having a little party. Woohoo! With our friends, Kathy and Robin.
Which you hear us talk about all the time.
Yes. You guys know about Robin. We mention her all the time. Say hi, Robin.
Hello, people.
She's made it.
So we have a special guest episode today. We are all here having fun with our husbands and drinking wine and eating.
What the hell are the husbands doing?
They're talking about World of Tanks now, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
So my husband's sleeping?
They're talking about how they want to go on a cruise, except for your husband, because him and I don't want to go on a cruise.
So he's sleeping?
He's, I don't know
they're
what
trying
he's
to talk
doing.
Him into going.
Oh, yes. I like it. I hope they succeed.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
have to. And then there's three against one in here on Kobe.
Yeah,
because Kobe doesn't want to go on a cruise.
I don't want to go on a cruise.
Are you guys kidding me? She doesn't want to go on a luxurious cruise.
You go on cruises, you get food poisoning.
No, you don't.
You see how negative she is?
No, you don't.
She's so negative.
You don't drown. You don't get food poisoning.
There's no seasickness.
Just like when you go skiing, you hit a tree and die.
No, I can guarantee either. that doesn't happen. And even I've watched a kid hit a tree, and he didn't die.
He did not die.
I hit many trees.
That would happen to me if I went skiing.
I don't
you
think
wouldn't
it
die.
Would.
I would hit a tree and die.
No,
I
you wouldn't.
Think so. I would be fast
like, I would Sonny Bodo that shit.
No, yeah,
no.
You wouldn't.
Okay. No.
I've hit many trees in
I will
my
tell you
career.
that 90% of the people, probably 99% of the people that ski, that die skiing, are experts.
Yes.
So you have a long time before you get there, and you have to worry about it.
You're going to be snow plowing the shit out of that.
Right, and
you're
you
not way.
Straddle the tree. Really?
That's
you're
going to
smoocher
yes.
and ski
yes.
away.
I straddle. You basically give the tree a hug.
Right.
And then wait for someone to go
hugger.
Down the ditch and get you out of there because it's awkward because your skis are on both
yeah.
sides of
you
the damn
die.
Tree.
You wouldn't die.
You don't die.
Listen, Linda.
listen, Linda.
You ski, you die.
No, no, listen.
Listen, Linda. You ski, you die. You go on a cruise, you die.
And then Kobe doesn't want to have any fun in her whole life.
Right.
But I couldn't even tell you how many times I've been skiing. And I am an expert. I'm still alive.
And
I do seriously have some friends that
saying,
aren't because
like,
of avalanches and things like that.
I just have that kind of luck.
But
where,
you don't.
No, you don't have that
why
luck.
Why do
you,
you think
are
you have
good
that luck?
Luck?
The only reason, because I don't ski.
You don't know what would happen if you did ski, though.
Okay. So next winter, I'm going to take you up snowshoeing, then.
I would snowshoe.
Okay.
That's the same damn thing.
No, it's not.
It's a step in the right direction.
I
That's
would,
right. I'm going to make Robin
snowshoe.
Go... I'm gonna make her go.
I straddle a lot of trees when
I really
skis.
Did too a lot.
I do too.
I haven't been since I was 16 years old,
me
and
neither.
That.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, no. But seriously, this summer I'm gonna make Robin do something that she doesn't want to do.
What is this?
What? What is it?
I don't know.
What is this?
Mountain biking. I'm gonna make her go mountain
okay.
biking.
Oh.
Somebody wants to take me
that
ziplining.
Sounds like fun.
Oh,
I
well,
that.
I'll go ziplining with
I
you
don't
too.
I don't want to go ziplining.
Zipline might
do
be
that?
Fun.
Which,
I think that
yeah,
would
be
fun.
I would go on a zip line and not on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I can't get food poisoning on a zip line.
You're not going to get food poisoning.
You
okay.
Know, how many
my
people
parents
I, so,
went,
okay.
over, went on over 30 cruises. Never did they. They never
so
got sick.
Food poisoning is like one of my biggest fears for some reason.
I was
I'm
like,
sure
why? It's like less than the flu.
I don't know why that is, but for some reason, I'm deathly afraid of getting food poisoning.
I
don't know why.
I had food poisoning Thanksgiving 2 years ago.
I've
it
had
sucks
like,
for 24
yeah,
hours.
I've had
but I'm fine.
Food poisoning, and it was freaking awful.
Wait. Kathy, let me ask her this. Where was the food poisoning at?
So.
No. Where was it at? Was it in the United States?
Yeah.
Was it on a cruise ship?
No.
Wait, was it in Mexico?
No.
Oh, was it in the United States?
Yes.
End of story. Done.
What? You're not throwing anything. You're not making a point at all right now.
What, no. Was it on a cruise ship?
Where did you get food poisoning from?
At a park.
From some dip.
I got food poisoning from a restaurant that we eat at once a month.
Oh.
That's where I got my food poisoning from.
Do you know what you never get food poisoning from is wine.
I wouldn't say
no,
never.
No, you just get another kind of sickness.
I just don't drink wine.
Well, then just drink wine on the cruise ship and you'll be just fine.
Wine and packaged nuts and I'll be fine.
Fine. Yeah, we're all good with that.
When that big steak comes out and what
steak,
do you like?
Chicken. Chicken.
Oh, chicken. Lobster?
Poultritarian.
Lobster?
She's a poultritarian.
No. Oh, no fish.
Poultritarian.
Well, I don't like fish, but I like bottom feeders.
I mean, you know what? That's my exception. Is I'll do some shrimp once in a while. If that lobster's cooked just right, I'll do it.
I've heard
lobster
that
is okay. Snail?
I love escargot.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
That's my very favorite.
Wait, Kobe, have you tried it?
No.
Oh. Do you like garlic bread?
Butter and garlic. Yeah.
Then you'll like escargot, baby.
Yes.
It's like garlic bread.
Oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm. I have tried calamari before.
Oh, I love calamari
but
too.
It was like deep fried calamari, which is just like anything deep fried just tastes like
it's just like a chicken strip.
It's just like
pretty much
chicken strip.
Well, yes, but calamari shouldn't be, if it's chewy, then it wasn't done. It wasn't cooked right.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
So
it was chewy.
Kobe, what I'm guessing from here is that you just haven't given a lot of things a chance and you're just making premeditated.
Heather, whatever.
Wait, stop saying whatever with my name because it rhymes.
Heather, whatever. Okay, all right, Heather, call.
Okay, well, guys,
so we're going on a cruise, is what I hear.
Team. And we are drinking a Jones Rosé today.
I'm drinking a East Wenatchee special water.
Spirit.
AKA tap water from East Wenatchee.
Only because, because I've already had four
drinks. It's quote,
and I need some water.
Oh, well, Kathy's been drinking hard stuff all night, so she needs to drink the water right now.
Yes. So, what did we drink before this?
We drank a Vindaloc Riesling.
Vindaloc Riesling.
And then the first one was from Longship.
We drank a Longship Cellars Riesling.
You look at this.
From Richland.
I always remember the drinks we drink. Mm-hmm. I can't remember all the other crap, but I can remember the drinks we drink.
So, yeah, we're doing pretty good tonight.
I mean, we're having so much fun. Husbands are all here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Having a great time.
We just ate a ton of food.
Oh, and the food, almost all of it, but what I brought was Heather friendly.
Yeah, Heather brought. Yay. Heather brought stuff she couldn't eat herself.
Because I wanted to spoil.
Because she just wanted it gone. Yeah, I want it gone and bringing it.
Well, that's why I buy it. So I can share it with people that I can have it.
That was nice.
Yes.
I haven't had any of the desserts.
That's okay.
Nice. I had half of a peanut butter cookie and later I'm going
to go. Was it good?
Yeah.
Peanut butter
cookies are my favorite. It was delicious and later I'm going to go eat the other half that I left.
Not if I get to it first.
I'll just get another one.
I want cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
You're speaking Harry's language with cheesecake.
I want some cheesecake.
I love a good cheesecake. We have multiple flavors of cheesecake here tonight.
Yes.
Robin brought some.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I brought my amazing vegan one.
The amazing vegan cheese. You know what? Let's take a picture of it before you cut it.
Yeah.
So, okay, right, reminder. Megan!
Well, Megan's not in here.
She's not in here.
I will write it down.
Reminder to take a picture of the cheesecake before we cut it.
That's a good idea.
Megan,
a whiteboard.
We need to take a picture of the cheesecake.
You know, Robin just came up with a great idea that we have never thought of, and it's stupid we haven't. A whiteboard that we can have in here to write down what we're supposed to do. Then we don't need to have yell at Megan so much.
So you're saying that then I wouldn't have to listen to our podcast the next day and then go, oh, we said we'd post a picture of this.
Yes. Yes. And you just need a whiteboard.
And we still have pictures from the last one. I haven't posted it because I don't have one.
Wait, what was the picture?
Of your purse.
Which purse?
Your
Oh, the giant one?
Purse.
Yeah. What are these things that I heard?
It's right there.
Well, we have
that
to take a picture
that is
of
that
it.
Purse.
We have to take a
Isn't
picture.
Isn't it amazing? It's we huge.
He said, I posted a picture of all the food from the wine club party.
Look at that. Look, it has a brace in there. Look, you can pull a lamp out of here. I mean, look at this.
It's Mary Poppins' bag.
That's exactly
what she talked
I
about.
I did. I mean, look at this.
Here comes the lamp.
I mean, can we get any more? I mean, look, there's still room in this thing.
Oh,
I can put.
It.
I can
you
put
got this at Disneyland or Disney Store?
I bought
Kobe
it.
Kobe bought it for me.
I actually bought it off eBay.
Hell yeah!
Because they don't have a Haunted Mansion.
Because they weren't selling them anymore. They were done.
A little tiny cart.
Oh
at
yes,
Disneyland.
At Disneyland.
They don't have a store like the Disney.
They
World.
Don't.
No, Disney they
World
don't.
Has
they
a store.
It is just a tiny
little cart.
But yeah, look at, I mean, it does not look like it has that much in there.
And you said you have a princess one?
Yes. She does. That I bought for her the year after.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I got that one from the Disney store. You?
Yeah.
You want anything? Here, go for it.
It's very cute. Yeah. But you do need a whiteboard.
We do.
Or
because
you know what?
That would be smart.
I have like a podcast notebook.
Why don't we ever bring a notepad?
I could write it down.
Why don't we do that?
Instead, we use the Hershey Kiss.
That didn't work.
Truffle.
That didn't work.
Scenario. That didn't work.
Because we forgot still by the end of it.
Yeah.
So what it was, Kathy, Robin knows what it was. We had a handful of candy, and then we put a piece of chocolate for each time we were supposed to put something up, and then we were reminding ourselves throughout the night, but then by the end of the podcast, we were too drunk, and then we couldn't remember what any of the candy stood for again.
And Megan wasn't in here, because
you guys are so cute.
I would eat
a whiteboard.
Like, you know, I know,
well,
right?
What you need to do is they have little whiteboard stickies that you could just put right onto here and each
have. Literally, we could have, like, a fucking piece of paper. Like
yeah, you
pen.
Could. A piece of paper and a pen.
What? But that's novice what? Right there. Oh, my God, really?
But we would have to do it ourselves.
Oh, write it ourselves?
Megan usually
but
does
if we
it.
We could draw pictures.
If you fun colors, you'd probably write it down.
Kobe, yeah. We need to write it down.
You know what? Okay. From now on,
We're going to do it.
We're going to have a piece of paper and a pen with the podcast so that we know what we're doing.
Trying to look around and
I think I have paper.
Are we going to put a picture up from tonight?
You got a little bit of paper.
Yeah, we will.
We need to take a group picture.
You know what? I have not taken any pictures tonight, and that's my bad. So I need to go take some pictures.
That's shocking.
I know, right?
She can even print out the pictures right from her phone, too.
Yes, I can.
Ooh. I bought her a special printer for Christmas.
Oh. A mini printer where I can print from my phone.
So it's like that's a Polaroid neat. From her phone.
Oh, yeah. That's very fun. Mm-hmm. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah. I had neither until
it's
I was called watching.
It's called a Sprocket.
It's one of my favorites. I watch QVC Hardcore from October until Christmas.
Yep. Yep.
Because I buy 50% of my Christmas presents from there.
I know. We love
I don't
the
buy
Miss
anybody
apples
presents.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Heather buys those every year.
What do I buy?
Miss Printables.
The apples. I know. They're wonderful. I love those.
What are they?
Miss Printables.
Caramel apples with
like
really
chocolate chips
caramel
and like,
chocolate chips
yeah.
and candy.
I mean, Kobe loves it because I give her half of them.
I think you gave me one last year for Christmas.
Yes, I did.
And it was fabulous.
Yeah. And they're usually sharing apples,
yes,
too.
Yes,
I'm an only child.
So
he has an asshole brother that we don't talk to.
So it was yours.
And so I have a daughter that I buy for, but my parents had everything they needed.
Yeah.
So I don't exchange gifts with anyone.
That makes sense.
I don't
I mean,
have
I buy for my husband.
Carrie and I don't really buy for each other because I'm a selfish bitch.
What do you buy? I mean, you
no,
buy
no, seriously,
so
our first year together, and we never wanted to kids. And so, like, this was going to be, I would make a list, and he would buy me everything on it for every holiday.
Oh.
And then we bought a house, and I said, this is ridiculous, because, like, I am going to get really irritated if you don't continue this buying everything on my list. And,
yeah.
And that's not fair. And I know myself, so we're not exchanging gifts anymore.
That's
so
fine.
Then when the kid came along.
Yes.
Then we exchanged gifts through her for a little while. But
gotcha.
Now we... I don't know, it's hard. When
it
you
is,
buy what you
is.
Want, when you want it.
Yeah.
And anything
yeah.
that's a major
that's
project
true.
You have to, or a major amount of money, you have to check with the other person anyway.
That's
well,
so
yeah.
true.
And so.
And then if they don't, they get in trouble.
Yeah.
As
right.
that
yeah.
what happened
yeah.
this Christmas.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then you're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you're
yeah.
checking
say,
the receipts and
you've
going,
seen,
what did
you've
you buy
seen,
yeah.
at
yeah. Yeah.
XYZ store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on.
And Jeff never wants anything. He's like, I'm like, you know, make me a list. He's like, well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And even if he just doesn't know. And it's so hard to buy for them that, you know.
It's more fun to buy for friends.
It is. It is.
I mean, I can buy for Thor and I do just fine with it. But it's like you said, we buy what we want when we want it. At this point in our lives, that's what happens.
Yeah.
But he did do a major purchase this year and didn't tell me about it. We were supposed to do a $100 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were going on that trip to Seaside, right. So we were going to do all of our stuff in Seaside. So I just want to do stockings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He bought me I think it was about $1,200 to $1,500 ring for Christmas. This one. That little
this one?
No.
Yeah.
This one.
That's very beautiful.
Yes.
That's
I've always good. Wanted a ruby. Mm-hmm. It's a little pinkish ruby, but that's okay. Kobe says it's not pink.
Okay, just
it's not pink.
Go past that right
it's
now.
It's not pink. But his thing was like, well, I only paid $80 for it the first month. I'm like, yeah, that's cheating. Because I literally was like scraping and trying to be creative with my $100 budget. And he just blew me out of the water.
Yeah.
But he did not talk to me first about this purchase.
Right.
Because if we would have talked about this purchase, I would have said, no.
That's not what yeah. I would spend money on.
So he went and bought it, and then the jewelry store sent Heather an invoice for the ring.
So I knew about this before Christmas.
So was that a surprise?
And then the worst thing is, the ring wasn't done before Christmas. Because they had to, he found it as a sapphire and had him change out it to rubies. And then it wasn't there until mid-January.
Oh my God!
So we went to Seaside and he didn't have a present for me. So he was extremely upset. I was fine. I did not care.
Right.
I was in Seaside. I was away. I didn't have to spend the holidays with family and making it very stressful and anything. I mean, I missed my family a little, but I was so, it was so nice.
Very relaxing.
Like, we didn't even know it was Christmas on Christmas Day. We woke, it was like halfway through the morning. He was like, you know, it's Christmas. I was like, oh, is it? That's nice.
Very relaxing.
Merry Christmas.
No stress, no pressure, no.
No, it was so nice. We even went out in the Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus suits the night before to go bar hopping, which was okay. Until the guy tried to.
Is there enough room in the podcast
what?
Studio?
Hey,
yeah, yeah, there's enough room.
Does anybody want to become a guest on the podcast?
Yep. She needs guests for the podcast.
The husbands are infiltrating, guys.
They
come
are.
In.
Look at them.
Come
they're just
in.
Like.
Look at them
like,
all.
They're like sneaking in
come
to get on.
To
give them some seats.
To get on the podcast.
Yeah. Have a seat. Come kneel.
I mean, if you want to sit on our laps, we can make it work.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of chairs here.
Can I be named Latrell?
Whatever you want, honey.
It is on.
Yeah.
It's
on. We're
recording.
We're on. This is a mini bonus cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a bonus cast.
Mini bonus cast.
Yeah. Is
yeah.
Thor? Where's Thor?
I think he's out there talking to Megan.
Oh, Megan. Tell him to come in and say hi. Oh.
So did everybody clear up from that rash from the hot tub?
Not quite. We're still working.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Did you find medicine that worked for you?
Not for me
I
yet.
Did, yeah.
I'm very sensitive.
I still itch
so,
a lot, but I'll be okay.
That's Minnie Mouse.
I love that.
Carrie has a Mickey Mouse.
That's so cute.
And when you put them together, they kiss.
Aww.
But he forgot his ring. That is the one gift that he's gotten me that's been a surprise. Like,
aww.
That is so adorable.
Yeah. I mean, even for a
oh
Mickey and Minnie thing, that's so cute.
It's very
so
cute.
It's adorable.
We all love Disney.
We love
we
Disney.
We're all
love
Disney, Disney people.
Yes.
And Jeff,
Disney
say hi. Disney cruises.
Disney,
yes.
Disney cruises.
Disney.
So all the husbands are in here.
And actually, two of them are wearing Disney attire today, too.
Oh, they are. They are.
Yep.
I'm wearing a Disney necklace.
Oh, yes. You are.
I'm not today.
Ring.
We don't have our best friend necklace on.
I almost had my
Dirk's
other one
got
on.
I bought the necklace.
See, he's getting credit.
Yes, he's getting credit. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So my hubby just has husky stuff on.
Woo woo.
That's good
too.
Yep.
Dogs are
good. Yeah.
Dogs are good.
Dogs
are good. So
wait.
Sad.
My husband has Disney stuff on.
Yes, he does.
He has Stormtrooper.
He has a Stormtrooper.
Yep.
That was Carrie and
Thor. Oh, I know. And I can do the breathing for Vader.
She did it.
She did it.
I'm really good at it.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Ready?
Do it again. That's
pretty damn good, isn't it?
That's excellent.
That is excellent.
I don't do that. I don't do that. She only does that in bed.
Thor, say hi to the podcast.
Hi.
I highly doubt that was loud enough, but okay. We'll go for that.
We're going to go. Okay. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to go play
some games.
Ching.
Woo!
Cheers!
Thank you for showing
awesome
me
friends.
The studio. This was great.
And yay! Hey,
give us a like.
give us a like on Apple, on iTunes. Email us, damn it, at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
And 5 stars.
Give us some fucking stars.
So people can find us.
Robin.
Keep the party going.
Robin, our number one fan, has sent us an email. She's going to get a super awesome gift in the mail.
That Kobe's going to make and I'm going to supervise.
That I'm going to make and Heather's going to go, yeah, that's awesome. That
is exactly what I'm going to do.
So, yeah, like us on Facebook.
We love you guys.
We love you. Peace.